This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A Democratic Party official who made false allegations against State Representative Leslie Herod has resigned from her job with the state. Shinah Cotty was the spokesperson for Colorado Treasurer Dave Young. For over a year, Cotty publicly accused Herod of being a, quote, sexual predator. However, a judge found Cotty's claims to be, quote, wholly unsubstantiated and granted Herod a restraining order. Cotty is still serving as a Democratic State Party vice chair. However, there is an effort underway to formally remove her from that position as well. A Denver judge has rejected a conservative lawsuit that tried to roll back new transportation fees. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
A few years ago, the state legislature created a slate of new fees, including 30 cents on Uber rides, 27 cents on deliveries, and others. Those fees are the backbone of a law that will raise billions of dollars for transportation across the state. A coalition of conservative groups argued the law violated both the state taxpayer Bill of Rights and another law that clamps down on new fees. But a judge disagreed, and the fees will stand. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
The plaintiffs have not responded to CPR's request for comment. The Drug Enforcement Agency is moving to reclassify cannabis as a less dangerous drug. John Schroyer is senior reporter for Green Market Report in Denver. He says reclassifying cannabis would mean the U.S. recognizes the drug for its medical value.
That's the biggest thing, and it would mean that cannabis theoretically could be prescribed by doctors.
Even if it is reclassified, the drug would still be illegal under federal law. This is CPR News.